We have two fantastic guests for you today. We're going to be talking to our friends from Invista. Invista sponsors this show, and I appreciate that they do that because the information that they bring can make your life better, and that's what we want to do here on According to the Record. We have Cecily Reese, who is our expert. We're delighted that she's back, and she brought a friend with her. And Monica Parcell is with us this morning. We're going to be talking about how you can make your own home better. Let's just say that you are not ready to sell and try to upgrade. Maybe you're not quite there yet. You can still do some phenomenal things with the home that you have. And we're going to ask the expert how to do that. So, Cecily, good morning to you. Might want to turn that microphone around so it's pointed at you. There we go. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kim?
I'm super great and super glad that you're here. And who's this lady that you have with you?
Well, this is Monica. She is with Thiessen Design, and she is going to help me talk a little bit about home equity and how you can utilize that and reimagine your space and redesign what you currently have. So that way you can go ahead and live in your dream home today.
I like that. So let's talk a minute to Monica.
Yeah.
Monica, pull that microphone right over to right in front of you. There you go. So tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I am from Topeka.
Okay. And how did you get into the remodel business? How did that occur?
Oh, gosh. I have been in this business for a while now. Time is really going by. So I've been in the industry for 20 years now. I started really young when I was coming out of high school and went into post-secondary school for design. And so I have just grown up in the industry.
Design.
Yes, I did. And my mom's a designer. So just like other trades, like you get drug around to job sites and you feel like you're just really familiar with all of that.
But boy, don't you learn the tricks of the trade when you actually have somebody in the family.
Definitely.
That's taking you around and giving you that on-hand and in-person experience.
Yeah, it really helped me be so like comfortable and familiar on job sites at a really young age. And I knew a lot of people in the trade already. So that was a great learning experience.
And then having done it for 20 years, I know you have tips. So let's start from the beginning. And that you're with, what's the company you're with, Monica?
I am with Thiessen Design and Construction.
Okay. And where are they located?
We are a Topeka Lawrence company.
Okay. So both. All right. So Invista, our friend Cecily Reese is here. So Cecily, you were talking about making that dream home. How do we go about doing that? What does it mean? And what does it do? How do we look at a home equity loan? Is there anything scary about that?
Not at all. People always say, well, Cecily, I don't want to touch my loan. I'm at 3%. And I always get excited because I'm like, you can keep your 3%. A home equity loan actually uses the value that you've earned, the amount that you've paid down. You can use that value to borrow against to make these projects come to life. And so what I do is, I sit down with someone and we look at, you know, the value of their property. I usually pull up the county website to get started and use that kind of as a base figure. But there's two different types of home equity products, so to speak, that are most popular. And that's going to be your home equity loan, which is considered a fixed second because it's in second position to your first loan that you already have. Or we have our home equity line of credit, which it works kind of like a credit card. So you have it available and you can utilize it and then pay it down. And your payment is based on the amount that you borrow. And so that's a really nice way when you kind of want that flexibility and you don't know, you know, exactly how much your end project's going to be. Because guess what? Sometimes you go over budget because everyone, you know, has those little touches that they want to add, those finishes that they're excited about. And so that home equity line of credit really provides that flexibility through your the bulk of your project. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really helpful for people that want to get in there and really make what they have their dream home.
It gives you access to an amount of money that you can't get on a credit card.
Right.
And you don't
want
to because of the high percentage
rates. Right. This is so much lower of a rate available to you versus the, you know, I've seen 29% now on credit cards, and that's just wild to be paying 30% more for your home improvements. Plus, these home equity products, you know, obviously talk to your tax advisor, but if you're using those funds to upgrade your home, your primary residence, you know, that interest can be tax deductible. So definitely you would want to check into that.
Oh, yeah. There you go. The HELOC is interest is
yes,
tax
and
deductible.
The, and the home equity loan as well. So
I love that. So you can use it for anything too.
Yes, you can use it for anything. So when I'm sitting down with people, you know, I really like to look at the big picture with them. I know we've talked about that on our past shows, because if I see like, oh, you do have one of those credit cards that the balance snuck up and it's at 29%, let's go ahead and roll that into this. So you don't have to be making that payment plus the payment for your home equity line. And actually just the other day, I did this for a person and I saved them about $500 a month. Plus,
really?
We're being able to do their home improvement projects just because they had so much that was just kind of revolving that they, you know, they just mindlessly paid the minimum payment and, you know, went on with their day. And so I nerd out completely about, you know, helping people really look at that financial picture and get them in the best position, plus get their home they want.
We're talking about a passionate woman who is very smart about what she does. Her name is Cecily Reese, and she is with Invista. I highly encourage you because she is also full of integrity and honesty. She's going to tell you like it is and not try to sneak you into one thing or another. So what you hear today is the real deal, and that's the thing that I want you to understand. 847 FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN, depend on it. So we've talked about the HELOCs on how you can do that, and if you want more details about that, you can email me at kmurphree@gpmnow.com. And the next time we do this, which will be next month, we can use those questions. Or, Cecily, folks can email you as well.
100%. Yes. You can reach me at cecily.reese@investacu.com, which is cecily.reese@ Invista, Envistacu, as in credit union, .com.
Can you tell that the lady has done some voiceovers and done some voice acting? I love that. But I want to turn the page and talk about how, you know, rethinking your home and investing in it can be a really great thing financially, because you're investing in a property that's yours, that's something that you can then turn around if you need to at some point. But by keeping it improved, you are investing in the future, and it's cost effective. So let's talk a little bit about doing the actual remodel. What are you guys seeing out there? What do you, maybe we ought to also bring Monica in and say, what are the things that you see people doing that are really well done and a really good idea?
Yeah, we do work with a large majority of clients that are choosing to reinvest in their home. You have so much value already. So they've spent a lot of years there, maybe investing in outdoor spaces, and you're not going to be able to duplicate that in a new property. And so now we can turn around and give you like the dream kitchen or the dream primary suite. And that's going to elevate you a lot higher on the market than if you were to turn around and try to replicate that in a new build.
And you get to preserve your sentimental value in your home, right, guys?
I mean, I
will tell you that I've done a lot of living in my house and I don't think I'm going anywhere, right? But I'm sure I'm not the only person that feels that way.
Homeowners get really invested in their community. That's their neighbors. They may have family that lives close by. And so you can't replicate that when you move away and start over. That's a huge reason, too, that we're going to take an existing home and correct some of the problem childs in it. Or they've changed their lifestyle habits because they raised kids in it. And now they're starting to be empty nesters. And so they have different ask. And so we're able to really navigate that and create a home that works for them now.
Well, and you customize your space to what your life is right now. You increase your property value. Any particular things that you've seen that were really well done or something really fun that you worked on that maybe we could share? I love sharing stories. We can talk in the abstract, but if we've got some success stories, that's always a great thing.
All of our projects are success stories. So we get really personal with our homeowners and we become really good friends because we spend so much time with them and their family. So our process before we start construction is just like getting down to conversation. How do you use the space? What's your life like with that? Who do you host? Who don't you, you know, do you go away? Do you host a lot of people? And so we can then tailor a design for them that is not just going to be the really pretty things, but it's just really, really functional. It feels like their space. So what's really nice is the homeowner is integrated in that design process. So they get to like really have a lot of ownership of that and be like, I did this, because they really did. And we're the professionals. So we're going to make sure that they're not making any mistakes with that and everything works well and they're staying on budget and all that, you know, let us handle all of those things. So it's a wonderful collaboration with all of our homeowners. Everybody's home's different. Everybody's needs are different. So we don't have like a cookie cutter approach to that.
Do you also help out with what the parameters are within a zoning district to help people know what they can and can't do?
Yes, we handle all of that. So a homeowner doesn't have to worry about permitting. It's just like how you would go to Cecily and she's going to take care of all of the scary stuff for you. We're going to do the same thing. So you get to really just enjoy the fun things. I know it can be a really nerve-wracking experience to think about tackling that, but just as going to your bank and working with a professional that's going to be able to like break it down so you understand what your options are. That's our same approach.
And Cecily, as we talk about the HELOCs, the home equity loans, you don't have to prove to somebody that you've done the improvement that you thought you were going to do. That's a loan. Yeah. It's just based on...
You've already earned the money. Yeah. You paid down your balance. It's your money. It's just in your home. It's not in your bank account yet. And so that's what I am facilitating is that, you know, let's take those assets and liquidate them so that way we can use those funds to do whatever your heart's desire. And so, and it's also, you know, like this time of year, I'm doing a lot of pre-approvals like we talked about last week. But, you know, even though the market is hopping right now because it's spring, there's still a limited inventory. And so it's nice to be able to tell someone like, hey, you have more options than just, you know, this is the house available down the street, or this one's, you know, outside of where you wanted to commute, you know, so you can really have it all.
When you said limited inventory, you're talking about houses.
Yeah, on the market sales. Right. Okay. Now. Yeah, yeah.
But we did talk about pre-approval. That might be something that we want to mention, especially if you're planning mm-hmm. to do an improvement on your home. What's the best way to do the pre-approval?
So you don't necessarily need a pre-approval because it's, like I said, it's your equity. You already own it.
Okay.
But the thing that is helpful is just sitting down, you know, with me or someone you trust, you know, in the lending environment and understanding the numbers first, so that way you can sleep on them and just feel positive about, you know, moving forward. And you can have a little time to, you know, because I'm going to ask for those verification documents like we talked about before. So that way I can make sure that you can afford that payment. It fits within your budget. And so having that, you know, one-on-one experience really helps you get, you know, your ducks in a row and helps you feel confident about your decision.
And what's really helpful too is that we would come in and have a conversation about the space that they are considering. What does that look like on a budget? So then they can marry that back with Cecily. So we got to make sure we're on the same page with both. What are you looking at borrowing from your equity, and how much is this project going to cost? And so we together as a collaborative team can make sure we're staying on track.
And we can be comfortable in that. And so as we look at spring and the sunshine and the energy that comes, if you're thinking about doing something like this, you guys are the people they can contact. Let's give out your phone numbers and your email addresses one more time before we go.
Sweet. Cecily Reese at investiscu.com, SECILY.REES at ENVS. I got it right.
EVSITCU.com.
Right. Monica Parcell, and my email is MONICA, that's Monica, excuse me, at tdesigncompany.com. That's TDESIGNCOMPANY.com.
Thanks, guys, for being here. I want to remind everybody, too, you can join Cecily and Monica for an upcoming lunch and learn at the Lawrence Beer Company East on April the 25th. And what time does that start, guys?
In the afternoon, like 11. Okay. So around then.
Yeah. All right. We're on our way to Fox News. You'll be in next month. I look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
It's going to be a great day.